I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So,
wow.
Sophia. Zoe. I'm Sophia. Doing great already.
Okay.
We're back in the studio after super many months of not recording. Many.
This is the first episode we've been back in the studio for like six months.
Six months. Wow. And we're Much joined today by, will you introduce yourself?
A stranger.
Yes. Hey, I'm Megda.
Okay. Would you call yourself a stranger to us?
A social stranger.
Social stranger.
Social stranger. I don't feel like a stranger, but technically I don't know you guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we wanted to stay on the theme of strangers today, apropos our meeting.
Oh, perfect.
So our theme today is
strangers. Strangers.
Chips. How did you get the name Maggie_TV? And do you ever go by underscore?
That's a great question. So my name is Maggie because my real name is actually Magdalena. But when Ooh. I was a child, that was simply too much. And I felt cheated that I had to spell that all the time.
Yeah.
So one day I was watching television and there was a Caesar's dog commercial. And the dog's name was Maggie. And I was so jealous. So I decided to adopt the name myself. But I could not spell. So at the time, I thought it ended with a Y because I was just sounding out Maggie.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, so I decided that since it was based that name was based on the Caesar's dog, I would just call myself Maggie_TV because the original Maggie was a dog on the TV.
Oh my God. Oh. That is an amazing origin story.
I didn't realize it would be multi-layered like that.
Me either.
Yeah. I will say that now when I bump into people on the street, they will say Maggie_TV. That's
yeah,
what they just decided to start calling me instead of even just Maggie. They'll say, hey, Maggie_TV.
Maggie_TV definitely has a ring to it. That's yeah. what I was calling you up until now. So,
which is totally cool. It's just interesting.
It is mm-hmm. interesting. Yeah, because your Instagram handle can now like dictate how people speak to you. Because I just realized mine is Original Shrimp and people call me Shrimpy or
yeah,
Shrimp.
Exactly. Oh, that's ironic.
Because you're a large shrimp. Wow. Oh, every time someone awesome. Says that's ironic, it becomes very clear to me that I don't ever really know what irony is. Yes, that is ironic.
You can just say it, though.
Yeah,
you don't have to get it. Yeah. You just have to say it and then laugh.
It's the essence. Yeah. Do you, because you have an online presence, do you get, like, DMs from strangers ever?
I mean, I did get a DM to come onto this podcast, so I will say I do.
Did
and
you feel stranger
awesome.
Danger from us?
No, I didn't feel stranger danger at all. I was floored and blessed. Number one, I couldn't imagine that someone was watching my videos. And then number two, that someone wanted to talk to me because of my videos. So that was really, and record it, which yeah. is really flattering.
Say no more. And honestly, yeah. how ironic.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good one.
That was perfect. That was elusive, but like, I guess it could have worked.
In keeping with the theme of strangers today, we're doing something new. Dare you say improved? I wouldn't. I don't think it's improved. I think it's just novel. It's fun for one time. And it is that we are having stranger chips, which means that Sophia got one bag of chips that she's bringing in. We're both blind to it. And then I got one bag of chips. Okay, do you want to see my mystery chips?
Yeah.
Yep.
Our first bag of mystery chips is Popcorners, sea salt.
Oh my God.
People have been telling me to buy these chips for, I'm going to say conservatively, 2.5 years.
Zoe's
and
a
I haven't bought them.
Zoe's a popcorn hound.
I'm a huge popcorn hound. So this is sort of self-serving.
Oh, I love that they're very goop. I'm
this is
loving
incredibly
this.
Incredibly goop.
It's like chips, but not chips.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not healthy, but still
not healthy
chips.
It looks healthy, and it would be in the health food section.
Yes. But I guess what the idea is that it's like popcorn that's smushed into a chip shape. And the tagline is the crunchy and wholesome popped corn chip. So for all you chip purists who don't think popcorn are real things, these are really towing the line between chips and popcorn.
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely.
I'm excited. I'm going to put this out there. I'm excited.
Our second bag of mystery chips is something that also kind of toes the line of what a chip is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
This is so risque.
This is so risque.
Our second bag.
I was going to buy those. I'm not joking.
No.
I was going to buy those.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Poppable? They are, yes, Lay's poppable white cheddar chips.
I'm actually
are they even
so
chips?
Excited.
I don't know. They're 3D, like, popped versions of chips. I don't know what they are. Potato snacks. They are potato
they
snacks.
Look
for
like
the record.
Breakfast
for the
cereal.
Record.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do. They look like little waffles.
Should we call our stranger caller?
Yes, we should call our stranger caller.
Suspenseful.
All very suspenseful.
Okay, I'm dialing stranger.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, stranger.
Oh, it worked!
It worked!
Oh,
yes.
So nice.
Hey, stranger. It's Zoe and Sophia calling, and we're in the studio with someone you may know. Twist, plot twist.
Say her name. I dare you.
You want me to say it?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, of course I know. You called me yesterday to tell me.
Oh, right.
Right. Wow,
I'm
way to,
so
like...
flattered.
Way to reveal us. Okay, say it then.
Magda!
Do you
hey!
Know, do you know who it is?
No, I have no idea.
I apologize if
okay.
I cut out or just disappear. I'm in Halliburton. There's deer all around me.
Oh.
And that's just how it
is. Is this Brayden?
Yes.
Yes!
Oh, my God. Brayden.
Did you not tell Magda about this?
No.
No, because we're all strangers here. Except
Magda,
for some
how
of
are
us.
You?
Well, it is just calming to hear your voice, Brayden, and it is just it just touches my soul to think you're in Halliburton, Ontario right now.
It's nice.
I will say that you did lie, though. You said you were going to be in Kingston?
Yes.
I'm in Kingston tomorrow.
Okay, it's not all adding up here.
No.
To be honest.
I'm just not at home, is the point.
Okay.
I'm trying to make.
So how do you, Brayden and Magda, know each other?
Who should answer this?
You, Brayden.
You answer it.
Well, nah.
Oh,
you answer.
Have we tread on some unsavory territory here?
No, it's nothing bad. Just, okay. I don't think we both want to go back there.
Oh,
you know?
Gosh. Wow, this is spicy. You might call this goop.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're never going to know.
So we're just going to sweep it under
the rug.
We're
going to sweep that straight under the rug. It was a bad time in both of your lives.
What?
I told you guys yesterday how I know.
Okay, Brayden, that's called the quote-unquote pre-interview.
That's called
you were not
air.
On air.
Oh, but you forgot, obviously.
Okay, Brayden, if you were a spy, describe your kind of spy style.
I'd probably get killed pretty quick.
Oh. Does that have to do with how you met?
Not exactly.
Not exactly, but it could.
It could, yeah. We played a lot of characters in those days.
Oh my God,
whoa,
we are intrigued.
So
we are intrigued.
Characters.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a positive stranger experience?
Well, I don't know what that is.
An experience with a stranger that's positive.
Like in regards to...
life, generally speaking.
No, not really. I don't really trust people.
Oh.
Wow, this is getting dark.
So that's a no? Strictly no?
Yeah, no, maybe, no.
Do you have a favorite chip?
Favorite chip? Well, actually, funny you should ask. My favorite chip is All Dressed, Ruffled. But I was thinking, what would be my favorite chip if it existed, and if it does exist, I would like you guys to let me know, but like a salmon-flavored chip.
That sounds cool.
Oh, you're one of those people.
like crispy salmon skin chip. Why? What's wrong with that?
Well, there's like shrimp chips and lobster chips.
Yeah.
But those are other pink.
But they're not salmon.
Sea creatures.
It's not strictly salmon.
Other pink sea creatures. That is true.
It's technically orange, but it can be pink.
Chef over here. Chef Brandon.
Honestly, I don't know if that exists, but we'll find out if it does. We'll find out for you.
Pink salmon?
A deep dive in our crustacean/fish repertoire. We'll come back and confirm or deny. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you kicking me off the phone now?
No, not quite yet.
We still need something from you.
Perfect.
And you know what that is?
What?
We need a question.
You want me to ask you a question?
That's right. We called you to ask us a question.
Better be a good question, Brayden.
About chips?
Yes.
Why don't chips come in squares? Answer me that.
Okay, we'll roll with that. We'll roll with that.
Thanks
so
much, Brayden.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
We miss you. We all miss you.
I just saw a deer, too, you guys. I sent you a photo of it.
Oh. Wow.
Thank you.
Did you even look?
No. Where did you send it? I didn't get
it. I got it. I didn't look. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I hope you look at some point.
We will.
Brayden, would you eat a chip made out of deer?
100%. I'd eat a chip made out of human.
Oh, my God.
You just took it to a different level.
Wait, you please, just before we hang out with Brayden, tell the story that you read of that?
Oh, no. It actually grosses me out
so much.
Okay. I saw this thing online where this guy had to get... He was in a motorcycle accident, and his leg was injured. This is the Coles notes. He had to get it amputated, and... as a favor to himself from the surgeon, that's a really weird way of putting it, he asked the surgeon if he could keep his leg meat so that he could serve it to his friends in a meal, knowingly. Wow. I mean, they agreed to it. And then they got a chef, they saved the meat from the leg, and they served it as human tacos.
That sounds like my kind of friend.
I was going to say, if there's one person I know
who would do that,
it's you who would be into it.
For some reason...
I tell people this all the time, that I would eat a person, and everyone's so shocked.
You'd eat a person? That's different from eating human flesh. Eating a person is, like...
Full on.
A huge, huge crime.
What? Yeah. I'm not going to kill them. Just if it was there, I'd eat it.
Just a
little taste,
in
a store. Taste test.
Okay, so from the top, your question was, can chips be square?
Okay.
Well, we're going to roll with that and hang up with you right now.
That's such a bad question. You can't let that be my defining...
Okay, bye, Brayden.
Okay, thank you so much, Brayden.
I hate myself. Okay, goodbye. Oh, my God.
Bye, Brayden.
Enjoy Halliburton.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow, there was a lot of sighing going on in that phone call from the Brayden side.
Yeah, geez.
I can't believe you guys got Brayden. That's a real treat.
Now that we don't know where you guys met, quote unquote, we mm-hmm. actually do have an inkling. Yep. And now that he's talking about eating human flesh, I'm like, where did you meet? We don't know. You don't have to answer that. Okay, should we open these chips?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
I'm going to open the poppables.
Yeah. With the question in mind, can chips be squared?
To spice Brayden's question up even a little bit more, what I was going with, especially in terms of these two chips, is like, can chips be square, kind of like squares and not cool? Because these are not really cool chips because they're like popcorners and poppable. They're like sort, you know?
I like that.
Like, are these square chips?
Yeah.
Okay, we're opening. So this is the Lay's Poppables white cheddar.
Give it a whiff.
That smells like a medical closet.
It smells like, I'm going to go on a limb here, but it smells like ankles.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It smells fleshy. Yeah. Oh, Brayden, what have you done to that?
They're bigger than I thought. Like,
yes.
These are big. These are big,
like,
boys.
Big hongas.
Yeah. That's right. They are big hongas.
Okay. Not what I was expecting.
Me neither.
Not bad. Not that it's bad, but not... I was not expecting this to be white cheddar.
I love the little hole in the middle of these, though. It's a lattice work.
Yeah, they look like pineapples.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they look mm-hmm. like. They look like pineapples.
But only the bod.
Which is so
not
strange. Like, I'm curious what designer was like, you know what? Let's make this look like a pineapple.
Yeah, I'm going to say both these chips, though, in terms of coolness, are not cool.
If they're square chips,
if
for
you
sure.
Were walking
not
around,
literally.
Yeah, I can say confidently, I get really anxious in the grocery store, depending on the cashiers, you know, depending on who's around.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'd feel cool
buying
rolling through with, like, these would definitely be straight to the self-checkout. You know?
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
I just agree so much. I just hit my nose.
That's an agreement.
I agree.
Let's open up the popcorners. I personally, even though Lay's is a more mainstream brand, mm-hmm. has a little bit more street cred maybe, I personally think that I would feel less embarrassed rolling up to the checkout with popcorners.
Well,
why
this
is that?
Like, this is like buying like a rice cake.
Right.
It's a rice cake.
Yeah. It's a rice cake.
It's like buying a rice cake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I go to the regular checkout for rice cakes.
Exactly. And I'm doing that for my
popcorners
too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Popcorners smells like movie store popcorn. I mean, movie theater popcorn.
Oh, my. Like, you know what they smell like? The popcorn flavored jelly bellies.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh,
you're right.
Oh, I'm so intrigued. Random fact, I love jelly beans. My friends actually are disgusted because I would rather eat jelly beans than eat dinner.
Wow.
This totally smells the way a popcorn jelly bean tastes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Wow, that's crazy.
Take some.
Okay,
take some.
Okay. That would
Chip
be
cheers.
Fun.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my God.
Whoa. I'm actually loving these.
L-O-V-I-N-G. It's not, also really not what I was expecting, though.
They are so rice cake, though. This
mm-hmm.
tastes like a
this
rice cake.
This is pure rice cake.
Yeah. I could dip this into something.
A dip.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is the most thing that I feel like you could have as a canapé.
Mm.
You could put, like, some black olive paste on here. Some
top
little radish.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
An herb.
Oh. Oh, my
herb.
God.
Oh,
garnish
herb.
It. Yeah.
Garnish it with an herb. Definitely herb-worthy. Oh, they're definitely 10 for me. Yeah. I feel like rice
10?
Cake... Yeah. I feel like rice cakes are a way to eat chips without feeling guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And I find these are, like... I just already know I would check out with these, eat the bag, and not feel that it equated to a bag of Lay's. Even though it totally
completely.
May.
Yeah, yeah. The cashier would be like, do you want a bag for these? And you're like, no, mm-hmm. I want to wear these loud and proud.
Yeah, exactly.
Magda, you are known for your professional fashion tips through your Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Thank
that
you.
That wasn't my question.
That's good to know. I'm going to be adding that to my LinkedIn profile that I'm known for my fashion tips. Awesome.
What are the best tips in the fashion world?
Yeah, give us some.
Give you some of the best tips in the fashion world. Wow, that's a pretty bold question.
It's a tall order.
Yeah, I would just say, this is going to sound bad, but just dress however you want to dress. And if it makes you laugh, then it's probably better. For any sort of accessories and things like that, I'm strictly a Dollarama girl. I buy everything from...
For accessories?
Yeah, for accessories.
Everything.
I really like the independent dollar stores, a little
agreed.
More niche-y, and I find they have a lot of jewelry and fashion that when I purchase, I just know confidently nobody else is going to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just really helps me stand out.
That's a very good tip. I
Those
like
are
the
great
laughter
tips.
Element.
Have a little fun. I used to wear all black, but I thought, no, I just can't, you know?
No,
I need to spread some joy.
How did you get into video editing for your vids?
Well, I watch a lot of YouTube. I watch maybe 5 hours of YouTube every single day. It's my favorite thing in the world. I'm truly a 16-year-old. I just have all my favorite YouTubers who are my friends, and I love watching their content. And one day, it was in a very cold, cold January, I realized that I can mask out a green, a green screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? I can definitely torrent Final Cut Pro. So I was like, okay, I'm going to torrent Final Cut Pro and see what happens here. And I could not figure out where to get a green screen. I needed it that day. But of course, I'm always hanging out at the dollar store. So I found some green Bristol board. And it's like the same color. So I just taped it to my doors. And I just sat there and I just pretended I went on vacation because it was so cold outside. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I was just sitting wishing I was on an S Club vacation to Cuba or something.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, so I just edited myself with the S Club, some S Club videos that I found on YouTube. And I was like, I remember I watched it back and I really felt like I was in Cuba.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's
brilliant.
That is brilliant.
Thanks. I don't think it is that much. I mean, it's just like a piece of green Bristol board. But, I mean, it was kind of cool because I now realize that everybody can, just get a piece of green Bristol board.
And be in Cuba whenever they want. Also, I wonder if like your friends are like, oh, can you go out? And you're like, no, sorry. I'm like, I'm here tonight. Do you just use your green screen to be like, I'm actually this place?
Absolutely. I always send my friends videos of myself in various places.
Mm.
Actually, I do that sometimes for work, too.
I'm at my desk. I don't know what you're talking about. And you just send a video to your boss.
Yeah, well, I actually work remotely. So so it's all online. So I just send videos on Slack sometimes. And, I'm just like, if I have something serious to say, I just put myself in a boardroom.
Not like the Oval Office.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Should we take another bite of these chips and see if we can figure out what we like better?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They have to duel.
They have to duel.
Okay, got it. Okay, they have to duel.
Do just we vote?
Pop them back. We vote.
We vote. Oh,
so we're gonna vote.
Is there like a set of standards? Like, is there a set of tests? Like,
it's all about the gut feeling.
Okay,
it is the gut feeling.
I think, unfortunately, due to my bias, I already know which one I'll be voting for, but I'm willing to open my mind up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll see.
One,
two,
three.
Popcorners.
Wait, I said rice. I said rice. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry. I meant popcorn. Mm-hmm. They just reminded me of the rice cakes, but this is the one that I meant.
Rice. Popcorners, for sure.
Yeah.
100%, 158%.
I'm overruled, and I'm fine with it.
To be fair, if I was at a party and these poppables were out, mm-hmm. I would absolutely pick at them throughout the evening.
Oh, yes. Of course.
So,
you would. Thank you.
I'm no better than these poppables. It's just if it had to be one or the other.
Yes, yeah. I understand. The salt content on the popcorners is honestly incredible, and I commend them for it.
Yeah.
The poppables are also quite interesting physically. They are somewhat square in a way.
Agreed. Brayden, that one's for you.
That one was for you, Brayden.
I also wonder, personally, if I would have liked the poppables more if they had a different shape and name.
Yeah,
because
agreed.
I feel like the pineapple shape and the white cheddar flavor really confused me
absolutely.
As I was eating them.
Yeah, off-putting and, dare I say, presumptuous.
Yeah, yeah.
Very and maybe confusing. Ironic.
Could be ironic. We'll just say ironic and laugh.
Where are you going to go on your next vacation, air quotes?
Do you mean for a video?
Uh-huh. Yes, a video vacay, in air quotes.
Oh, my video vacays. I'm really inspired by your idea to do an album. So I feel like maybe, if I can go around the world.
Yes.
Get an around the world ticket. Just go for it.
Go to the Great Sphinxes.
Exactly.
The Eiffel Tower.
The Maldives, Steve's.
Yes. Yeah. Great Wall.
Yeah, they're all great ideas.
They're all
good
to all the greats. Good to all the greats. Wayne Gretzky.
Wine Estates.
Yeah. And now maybe I can start my own travel Instagram, which would be with all my travel content.
Yes.
Maggie underscore TV underscore
travel agent.
Travel agent, yes.
Underscore Bryce.
Yes.
So we're just for the record, pop. Corners sea salt flavor is the winner.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you so much, Maggie
today,
TV. Magda.
Thanks for having me.
This was wonderful.
Wow. Thank you so much for saying that. This is a real treat. Yeah. I told all my friends I'm going to be on a podcast today. So
yay.
Watch out.
We are your hosts and producers, Zoe Robertson and
Sophia
Lepage.
We are joined in studio today by
Maggie TV.
Check out her Instagram. It's honestly off the chain.
Thank you so much.
It's MAGGY_TV. That's right.
But it's not on the TV. It's on Instagram. Yeah. So don't get it twisted.
Yes.
Folks.
Yeah, you won't be able to find me on cable.
This podcast was recorded at
Eggplant Picture and Sound.
Our theme song is by Fez Gielen.
Our audio engineer is
Deanna
Didi Moreno. I'm going to take off my cans.
Yeah, take the cans off.
I put a nice little sheen of juice over
there. Juice over there? Yeah.
Potato juice.
Wow. Sounds so different.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.